Welcome to Rough Point, the Newport home of Doris Duke, and welcome to a Rough Point holiday. Thank you for your visit today. It helps support the Newport Restoration Foundation's mission of promoting and investing in the cultural and architectural heritage of the Newport community for the enjoyment, education, and inspiration of all. There's a lot to see and hear, but please no touching during your visit today, so we wanted to point out a few highlights to help guide you. There are two floors of the museum to see. The first floor has the historic period rooms, and the second floor has Doris Duke's bedroom and another cozy living space. To find out more about the holiday season at Rough Point and the winter season today, check out the other points of interest in this app. There are behind-the-scenes talks with our conservation and housekeeping staff, stories from past Rough Point caretakers, and photographs and videos of Doris Duke in Hawaii. And there's plenty to explore outside as well. Take a stroll through the formal garden, say hello to the living camel sculptures on the front circle and in the kitchen garden, and don't miss the spectacular ocean views. Let's get started. Here is a little bit of background on the estate. The house was first built as a summer cottage for Frederick and Louise Vanderbilt during the Gilded Age in 1891, and the last resident was heiress, collector, and philanthropist Doris Duke. After her death in 1993, she bequeathed Rough Point to the Newport Restoration Foundation so that the house and estate would be open to the public as a not-for-profit museum. Rough Point Museum opened to the public in 2000. At NRF, we focus on her life and legacy, including her passion for collecting, her homes, including her home in Hawaii, and her interest in preservation. After the year 1958, Doris Duke spent an extended season here at Rough Point, from roughly April to November, but she often spent the Christmas holiday elsewhere. Today, we're going to see how Doris and the household staff celebrated the holidays and talk about winter caretaking rituals and current practices of conservation. For many, some of the attractions of the winter season are the holiday lights and ornaments. At Rough Point, for most of the 19th and 20th centuries, however, it was more common for the house to be in the process of getting covered up, rather than decorated, during the winter season. Like many of the other so-called summer cottages, built for society elite during the Gilded Age, Rough Point was not designed to be in use during the colder winter months, and the family typically was not in residence. Even most domestic staff did not live on site, but rather would live in individual homes elsewhere in Newport, and this was the case with Huldah Gowdy, the Duke family's beloved cook. Some caretakers did stay on site, especially the ones who were responsible for the maintenance of the property during the off-season, and we continue this tradition of maintenance, cleaning, and conservation projects today at Rough Point. So where was Doris when she was not at Rough Point in Newport? Step into the Great Hall, if you're not already there, to learn more.